Yeah, the four of you came all at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. George came a year afterward.
Well, George came, and he had a farm machinery business or repair business in Salem.
Yeah,
and
but
Bill had a farm near Salem.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And George also had to build a house, build a home there, too. And one of the modern Sears Roebuck homes, and it had all the newest gadgets on it that the
well,
in the
I
house,
that,
the heated floor.
I knew he had a repair business, a machinery business in Salem.
Yeah, and
George did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He built this nice house, too. It was very modern and had heated floors.
And it cost an awful lot of money. $500 for
yeah.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well,
they
I
ordered
think,
it from the kettle.
I think that all four of you came to Greenert in this area at the same time.
No, Ethel and Ray came first. Ethel Stout. She lived to be 106. And she wrote back home, urged our family to come. So they decided they would pull stakes too. And they go back to, because they came from South Dakota. And so they went back to South Dakota. They didn't go back there, they came to Argyle. And Lufkins had come. In the meantime, before that, the Lufkins had come.
Oh, is that right?
And they were the ones that urged
yeah.
Ray and Ethel to come. And they
I
so then
the
they
Lufkins came from there, because Ralph Lufkin and I are the same age. We
yeah.
went through school together.
Yeah, the Lufkins came first. And then they coaxed Ethel and Ray to come. They said it was good farmland, and
okay.
so they decided to pull stakes. And Ethel didn't want her children going to the Canadian schools.
Yeah. Well, this is great to recall old times. How about that?
Okay. You need anything?
All right. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure she was okay. Do you need anything, Will?
Well.
She's
going to take care of me, and he does seem to. He at least stays on my bed most of the time, sees that I behave. He's quite a cat.
Excellent. That was a lovely little finish there.
Did you want to have us record how to make an apple cake? Could you tell us how to make an apple cake?
I don't have the recipe here.
Oh, I thought you might have it in your head.
No.
Okay.
I think Cynthia's got it
okay.
somewhere
yeah.
in my recipe books.
Mm-hmm. And was that a cake that you made a tradition for yourself, or did
no,
that come from your mother?
My mother.
It did.
I think we took the Albany Times, Albany, what was the Albany paper's name?
The Times Union?
No.
There was
a Times Union, but...
There used to be a Knickerbocker or something or other, wasn't there?
One of the Albany papers, and she spread a recipe in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a never-fail cake, though. That was a chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that recipe for years, mm-hmm. and called Never Fail, and that was the name of the cake, and it didn't, because
it would never disappoint.
Disappointed anybody.
That's great, Goldie. I'm going to just show you what she looked like on the video if you'd like to see it. Show you this a little bit. That's great now. Mary
okay.
Jane, did your recording come out well, my dear?
We haven't listened to it, so we'll have to listen to
yeah.
a little bit of that too. So Goldie, thank you for letting us record you and put you on tape. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And good luck with your project.
Thank you.